With our revolving door prime ministership, the rising tide leading up to the November US midterms, growth in far-right populist movements in Europe, and the reigning confusion over Brexit, Western democracy appears to be in a spot of bother. So how can we get trust back into our systems of governance? Joseph Camilleri is the Emeritus Professor of International Relations at La Trobe University. He joins us on the line now. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
So what is going wrong with democracy today?
Well, I think democracy is really, if you mean by that, what's wrong with our political system, it's a reflection of the wider society. And it's one, I'm afraid, in which truth and transparency and accountability, all the buzzwords that we hear, are just not particularly valued or valued enough. And that gives the opportunity to self-serving politicians to try a whole lot of different techniques, whether they be deceit, intrigue, internal rivalries, with a thought that by and large there's nothing much that can be done about it. So I think it is quite a profound problem, which goes to the heart of the way we organize not just politics, but also the economy and our educational system, our media. None of that at the moment puts a very, very high value on public truthfulness and trust. And therefore, the politics we get is the more or less inevitable outcome of the devaluing of truth and trust in the way we organise our social arrangements.
Those ideas are spoken about very much, even, in fact, by some of the politicians that you may describe as deceitful. Is it do these big ideas sort of maybe obscure from, the idea of truth and accountability?
Well, I think, a lot of people point the finger at politicians, and of course they have a great deal to answer for. But you have to ask yourself the question, are the people in the street where I live, wherever I happens to be, morally much superior to our politicians, if you know what I'm getting at? In other words, where the citizenry is not engaged in the affairs of society, then you make the room available to self-serving politicians. There's a vacuum. And I think it's fair to say that in Australia and certain other parts of the world, a vacuum has emerged over time. And there are many reasons for it, which add, unfortunately, to the complexity. And one of the reasons that I think is worth thinking about is that the world has dramatically changed over the last 50 years, dramatically, technologically, in terms of trade, investment, finance, communications, so much. And we live in a globalized world. And nations, big ones or small ones, and those who are supposed to govern those are no longer in full control, assuming they ever were, but certainly less and less. And therefore, there's a mismatch between institutions like the ones we have in Australia, which were established as the best part, well, in terms of our heritage in England, 200 or more years ago, perhaps even 300, and the reality of today. There's a mismatch. Parliament is not really in control of very much these days. Therefore, politicians have to hide their relative impotence. They're relatively impotent to solve the major problems. Australian politicians, American politicians can't really fix climate change in the current context, certainly not by themselves. And I don't think enough of our public is sufficiently attuned to a very rapidly changing world in which democracy remains relevant but has to adapt to a completely different world. And we've hardly begun to think about that.
Well, there's certainly no excuse to not be engaged with how the world is working. We have more information than ever. And as you said, in the last 50 years since the world has rapidly changed, one of those, one of the biggest changes has been access to the internet and knowing what's going on. I mean, is part of the problem that the information we get from the political system, from our pollies and from the media who ends up supporting them one way or another, is different to what's actually happening behind the scenes and the papers that are being signed, that we're sort of seeing one thing while another set of actions is being completed?
Yes, I think that's partly that. The media themselves are not trusted as they perhaps once were. I think it's fair to say that if you think of, two or three generations ago, or even 100 years ago, those who were engaged in the affairs of society, including political affairs, felt that they had sources of information they could trust. Whether they were right or wrong in that, doesn't matter. But they felt that they had access to trustworthy information. I think people are in much greater doubt today whether what they're hearing or listening is really something they can absolutely rely upon. That's one thing. And the second thing, of course, is that many people, including those who work in the media, are not particularly equipped to see through the veil of what is going on, to understand what is really happening behind the news. And let me add that I think some of our politicians are not particularly well equipped either. They are acting in their little world, often impervious or oblivious to what really is going on, either in their own country or in the wider world of which the country, of course, is part. So there's a kind of a bubble, a political bubble and perhaps even a social bubble. And in that context, people tend to withdraw into their own private world, friends, family, relatives, children, their immediate circle, and say, well, this thing is just beyond me, I leave it to others. And of course, there are no others who can rise to the challenge.
So how do you propose, Joseph, that we get that trust back in truth? Because societies are built on trust. That's kind of the point, is you trust that the people next to you aren't going to do you harm and that kind of thing. So how can we return to a point of trusting sources of information if it seems that everything now is up to debate?
Well, I think there are three key areas that I see, and it's not a question of leaving it to others, because a lot of people will come up with solutions, but it doesn't involve them. You know, that's a very natural thing to happen. I find that I give lots of public lectures and talks and so on, and I find it repeatedly. People will get up and say, if only this would happen, and that this is something that is for someone else to do. I'm afraid that's not the answer. The answer is what we can do, and there are three areas that stand out. One is conversation. There has to be, conversation levels in Australia, as in many other places, has to rise several notches. We have to engage in our everyday conversation about the important issues of how our society, our politics, our economy is working. By all means, let's talk about sport, but we have to go to these other issues as well in our everyday, ordinary conversations. Secondly, I think the important thing is education. People who have children or grandchildren, nieces or nephews, ought to be taking a very close interest in how these children are being educated to live in a more transparent and trusting world, and what that means for them. And our educational system, I'm afraid, is failing quite seriously on that front. And the third thing, of course, is we all need to be engaged. We can't just be spectators. Democracy requires of the citizen that he or she be fully engaged. And that is what would put pressure on policymakers and decision makers, an engaged citizenry that watches every move, understands what's going on, and is willing to act if things are not going in the right direction. So they're the sort of three areas: education, conversation, and civic engagement. And I think all three at the moment are in short supply.
Well, Joseph, thank you very much for speaking with us and maybe giving us some tips on being more engaged if we are concerned about the way in which we see democracy and media and truth headed.
Thank you for having me.
Joseph Camilleri, the Emeritus Professor of International Relations at La Trobe University, there speaking about the seemingly broken democracy that we seem to be heading towards.